Day 31, the challenge of presence. Why your inner peace might terrify your partner. If you're growing spiritually and your partner isn't, you're not just evolving, you've become an existential threat to their ego. When you're anchored in presence, radiating calm instead of reacting, your partner's inner drama machine has no one to play with. That frustrates the ego because it needs problems to feel alive. It needs someone to push against without resistance. Its world starts to wobble. And if your partner is still deeply identified with their thoughts or their emotional wounds, aka the pain body, your peace won't feel comforting. It'll feel unnerving. This is why it's not always easy to live with someone who is truly present. They don't take the bait. They don't argue back. They don't play along with your old roles. It's maddening, at least to the part of someone still ruled by ego. Some people even mistake withdrawal, cold detachment, or emotional numbing for spiritual maturity. But if there's no real joy, no openness, no warmth toward all beings, that's not enlightenment. It's just a frozen ego in a spiritual costume. And relationships will test you. They're designed to. Your partner will push your buttons, sometimes unknowingly, sometimes reflexively. A woman might feel ignored by a partner stuck in his head, which triggers her pain body, leading her to lash out. He, in turn, feels unjustly attacked and digs deeper into defensiveness, possibly activating his own pain body. Then it's World War III in your living room until both sides retreat, bruised and exhausted, until next time. But, and here's the miracle, every step in that dysfunctional dance is a hidden opportunity. Each flare-up is a door, an invitation to choose consciousness instead of unconsciousness. The woman might notice her own pain as it arises, become the watcher instead of the reactor. She might express how she feels without blaming. Whether he listens or not, the cycle has already been interrupted. The man might see his urge to defend himself and pause, allowing space instead of retaliation. Just by seeing their reactions, both partners step out of them. This seeing is awareness. This is the beginning of transmutation. If one person stays present, it challenges the other to meet them there. They either rise or retreat, because consciousness isn't neutral, it's catalytic. It shines a light that either inspires or exposes, and not everyone is ready to give up their story, their pain, or their sense of being right. As for gender and enlightenment, the obstacles are shared, but the terrain differs. Women, often more connected to the body and feelings, are closer to the portal of being. That's why ancient cultures symbolized the divine with feminine images, wombs, the earth itself. The feminine energy surrenders, receives, and embraces. The masculine energy, linked with the mind, tends to analyze, resist, and try to control. While mind energy is sharp and rigid, being energy is soft, open, and paradoxically far more powerful. Still, both men and women are often trapped by the same two forces, identification with thought and identification with pain. For most men, the mind is the main block. For most women, the pain body. But every human being holds both within. And every human being holds the same potential for awakening if they are willing to stop resisting and start being.